Thank you, Madam President, dear colleagues. I'm honored to deliver this first part of the statement on behalf of the two thematic coordinators, Norway and Italy. Our aim is to provide an update on the implementation of Article 4 on clearance and destruction of cluster munition remnants and risk reduction education. Let me start by again thanking the Mexican Presidency and the Implementation Support Unit for the excellent cooperation in preparing for the meeting of states parties. During the period under review, states parties have made important progress. A total of 8 states parties have completed their obligations under Article 4 since the birth of the Convention, which leaves us with 10 states parties with current clearance obligations. Bosnia and Herzegovina announced completion of their obligations in September last year, which marked an impressive achievement that we continue to celebrate. We are also encouraged by reports by mine action organizations this year showing an increase in the amount of cleared land compared to last year. In our role as Article 4 coordinators and chairs of the ad hoc analysis group, Italy and Norway assessed the 3 Article 4 extension requests submitted by Chad, Germany, and Lao PDR. In close collaboration with the ISU, the coordinators requested additional details from the concerned states parties and entered into dialogue with mine action organizations operating in the countries to ensure high-quality extension requests. Based on the discussions in the ad hoc analysis group, the coordinator provided input to the 3 states parties, which were then taken into consideration and used to improve the extension requests. The work of the analysis group was undertaken in accordance with established methodologies, ensuring fair and balanced considerations of each request. Of the 10 states parties with Article 4 obligations, 8 submitted their 2023 annual reports with updates on implementation. The same amount of states parties reported progress in clearing contaminated areas and releasing land, and these are encouraging news. One state party, Chile, reported that 1 of 4 contaminated areas had been cleared. I now give the floor to my co-coordinator, Italy, to finish the statement.